Cheers, Helen. Right, Dave, what experimentally are we doing?
OK, we've got a really simple experiment for you to do now. OK, you may have noticed, especially if you wear glasses, I suspect you have, Chris, that if you walk in from a cold day outside and walk inside, all of a sudden your glasses fog up really quickly.
Very embarrassing, actually.
It's not a problem I have, luckily. OK, for this experiment, this is a way of stopping this effect. OK, so what you need is a glass, which is really quite cold. I've left this one in the fridge for a while, so it's going to fog up really nicely. Some hot water or some breath. And some breath is always useful.
OK, go on. So why does it... So breathe on that, then.
So yeah, it's just fogging up a bit.
So why does that happen?
OK, it's fogging up because the air inside your lungs is really moist. It's been touching lots and lots of moist surfaces in your lungs. It's about 95% humidity and about 35 degrees centigrade. When it meets a cold glass, the air can't hold that much water in it anymore, water vapour. So the water vapour drops out of the vapour and forms a liquid and forms a little droplet. And these little droplets, when they're curved, so when the light hits them, the light will get bent in the same way as if you look through
like a miniature lens.
Like a miniature lens, yeah, bent all over the place. So instead of instead of the light going straight through, it gets bent in all sorts of random directions and it looks foggy.
Okay, so why does the water form these droplets? Why doesn't it just spread out all over the place then?
Because the water is much more strongly attracted to other bits of water than it is to the glass itself. It will tend to clump together and form these little globules.
So that's probably or presumably the same reason that snow looks white then, because it's all in little particles and the light gets bounced around all over the place and all the wavelengths get reflected, so it looks white.
Yeah, each of the little crystals would look clear, but because there's so many of them and the light is getting refracted in all sorts of reflected in all sorts of strange directions, you can't actually... All the colours will get mixed together and it'll look white.
So what's the remedy?
OK, one remedy you can use is get some kind of detergent. Washing up liquid's the easiest one to get hold of, and just smear it over the surface. If you're actually doing this at home for a mirror, you might want to dilute it first, maybe like 10 or 20 times, because otherwise you'll get a kind of white layer forming. But it works just smearing it on. And now if I breathe on it, I'll put it over a hot thing, you should be able to see that it's fogging up everywhere where the washing up liquid isn't.
I just described this for everyone at home. So Dave's holding a glass over a mug full of very, very hot liquid, and the steam is forming a layer on the glass surface except where he drew with the washing up liquid, and it's not forming fog there.
Actually, it's very familiar to me, and anyone else who's been scuba diving, we have exactly the same problem. If your mask mists up when you go diving, and actually putting washing up liquid is one way of stopping it happening, and spitting in it as well. So I don't know if that's something you were going to mention.
It wasn't, but that makes sense as well. OK, the reason why both of these would work is that washing up liquid is called a surfactant. What it does is it will stick to something which doesn't like water at one end, and then the other end really loves water. So now the whole of the glass is covered with these washing up liquid molecules, which really love water. So the water is attracted to the glass more strongly than it is to other water. So instead of forming these little globules, it forms a big flat sheet. And a flat sheet, when the light hits a big flat film of water, instead of bending all over the place, it just goes straight through and it looks clear. After a while, of course, if you have this in a bathroom mirror or something, you get lots of water, it'll run off and it will dilute away the washing up liquid. So you have to re-put it on again after a while.
So anti-fogging coatings that you can get for glasses, sunglasses and normal glasses and other windows and things, they work by having some kind of coating that doesn't get washed off, presumably.
Probably it will stick better to the glass than washing up liquid does, but a lot of them do work in this
way.
But
it also loves water, so it pulls the water out into a flat sheet.
Yeah.
Preventing it forming these droplets.
So it's flat, so you don't have this problem with little lenses forming.
So hey presto, homemade anti-fog coating. So when you're next leaning over the oven and you're wearing glasses, because that's the big one, isn't it, Helen? You know, you wear glasses. When you open the oven up and you get this face full of hot steam out of the oven, you just can't see what you're going to touch.
So yes,
that
very
could
dangerous.
Be the answer.